Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishnupada, Paramahansa Vajrakacharya, Ashtodrashat, Shishimad, His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jamishtapad Paramahansa Vajrakacharya Ashtodrashat Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Girivardhan Ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Kaliga Pavan Shri Haridam Sankirtan Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Aap sab thoda aage aa jao. Please come forward. Sab bikhre hue thoda nazdeek aa jaiye. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9. Janma karma che me divyam evam yo vetti tattvata tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti suvarjuna. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this mortal world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from the material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalist and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Sanhita, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, Eko Devo Nitya Lina Rurakto Bhaktya Vyapi Rudi Antaratma, the one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationships with his unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on the faith, one can without a doubt attain liberation. The Vedic version Tattvam Asi is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the same Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion: Tam eva viditvati mrityumeti nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotees of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలి స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం నమ ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలి శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేషాశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరద్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఫర్ టుడేస్ సండే లెక్చర్. టుడే ఇస్ ఆల్సో నరక చతుర్దశి అండ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ దివాలి. సో వి డిస్కస్ లిటిల్ బిట్ అబౌట్ దిస్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక వి రీడ్ దట్ the Lord's birth and activities. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yom vyakti tattvata. Krishna is saying in this chapter, fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that my birth and activities are divyam, transcendental. They are not material. And in the previous verses also, it had been explained that how Lord is explaining that I am unborn, ajopi sanyavayatma bhutanam ishwaropi sa. That I don't take birth. But we see that Lord had appeared sometime before as Lord Ram, as Lord Krishna. So how he says that he is unborn? And we have experience in this material world. We celebrate birthdays, happy birthday. Somebody takes birth, you celebrate first year, second year, third year, even till late age, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. Sometimes people are celebrating birthdays. And we are very happy. But for the, in the material world, in this material world, for everything that has beginning, there is end. It ends at some time. Janma mrityu, jara vyadhi. So birth, death, old age, disease, these are the problems in this material world. But Lord himself is saying that I don't take birth. Ajopi sanyavayatma. His birth is, he doesn't take birth. And he told Arjuna also that Earlier I had taken many, many births, aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvata. So this has to be understood from the acharyas. Because Lord's body is not material. Lord's body is spiritual. It is not material body. Whenever he appears, it appears that he has a material body. But he has a spiritual body, which does not change. Our body goes through so many transformations. Right from beginning, we take birth, we grow, then we become old. Transformations are happening in the material body. Because we have material body. But for the spirit, so for the Supreme Lord, his body is spiritual, which does not grow old, which does not die, which does not take birth like an ordinary person, which is a self, same body, spiritual. So therefore, although it may appear that he took birth like a human being, avajananti mahamuda, manushyam tanum ashritam, he appears like he is taking birth like a human being, like us, two hands, two legs, but he is spiritual. We should know that. This is the truth. This is something confidential knowledge Lord Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita. That janma karma chame devyam. That we should know that Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental. They are not material. They are on the different platform. For us, whatever action we perform, there is a reaction. In the material world. Because we are bound by the karma. Karma bandhan. We are all suffering in this material world because of the karma bandhan. Everyone is going through that law of karma. And it is very, very inconceivable. Very, very difficult to understand what is this law of karma. And we are entangled in this material world. And we are suffering. How many of us we think that we are suffering in this material world? Not many people are suffering. Right? So it's nice. But whether we know or not, we are put into this suffering condition. Birth, old age, disease, death. Not a very good situation. But what is the solution? How to come out of this suffering? There must be something. We are all searching for happiness, right? Everyone is searching for happiness. Yes, everyone is searching for happiness. But what is that happiness? Can anybody define what is that happiness? What makes us happy? Yes. Chanting. We are on the transcendental platform. Chant and be happy. Yes. You smile from within your heart. That would be happiness. Anything else? What makes us happy? Shunya ki avastha. What is that shunya ki avastha? Kya hai wo sthiti? Ki aap sab us sthiti mein bahut anandi rehte hain. Kya bata sakte hain? Nahi bata sakte. हमने सिर्फ सुना है इसलिए हम दूसरे बोल रहे हैं लेकिन हम कौन है ये पहले हमको जानना चाहिए, है ना। हमको ही मालूम नहीं हम कौन है, हम कौन है, वो वी आर, हु वी आर, कौन है हम, हमको नहीं मालूम। मैंने भी एक ऐसे ये प्रश्न ऐसे ऑस्ट्रेलियन कुछ गेस्ट आए थे उनको पूछा था, कुछ सम ऑस्ट्रेलियन गेस्ट हैड कम, दे आर लाइक बिजनेस पीपल, सो आई आस्क देम दिस क्वेश्चन, हु यू आर, दे कुड नॉट आंसर, दे केप लुकिंग एट ईच अदर, आर यू दिस बॉडी, आर यू मैन, वुमन, स्टूडेंट, हु वी आर, दे कुड नॉट आंसर, बट वी नो द आंसर हियर इन भगवद गीता, बिकॉज ऑफ प्रभुपाद वी नो, अदरवाइज वी ऑल्सो वुड बी सर्चिंग एंड पजल आस्किंग ईच अदर हु वी आर। So we are not this mortal body, first of all. That is the first lesson we should know. Bhagavad Gita's first lesson is, we are not this mortal body and we are spirit soul. Atma, hum atma hai. Ye pehle humko janna chahiye. We should know this first. That we are atma, which is eternal, jo hamesha rehta hai. जिसका मृत्यु कभी नहीं होता है, और हम भी प्रयत्न कर रहे हैं अमर रहने के लिए, वी आर ऑल्सो ट्राइंग टू बिकम इमॉर्टल, राइट। उनको किसी को मृत्यु नहीं चाहिए, चाहिए किसी को मृत्यु, तुरंत जल्दी फिनिश हो जाएगा सब कुछ, अच्छा है ना, बहुत त्रस्त हो रहे इस भौतिक जीवन में, वी आर सफरिंग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, सब जल्दी खत्म हो जाए तो अच्छा है ना। लेकिन सचमुच में अगर पूछे तो बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं ये बहुत डरावनी चीज है, इट्स वेरी स्केरी, पीपल समटाइम्स दे किल देमसेल्व्स बिकॉज दे आर फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, दे आर डिप्रेस, सो दे थिंक दैट डेथ विल सॉल्व ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स, बट इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट, डेथ डजंट सॉल्व ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स। इनफैक्ट इफ समबडी डाइज अनटाइमली और समबडी किल्स हिमसेल्फ, आत्महत्या कर लेता है कोई, तो उसको तो मनुष्य जीवन भी नहीं और आगे भी कुछ नहीं, बीच में अटक जाता है, ही इज इन बिटवीन। तो क्या कैसे प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करना है, हाउ टू सॉल्व दिस प्रॉब्लम, सो देयरफॉर कृष्णा सेज इन भगवद गीता दैट वन शुड हियर द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड, कृष्ण के बारे में सुनना है। जन्म कर्म चमे देव्यम एवं यो व्यक्ति तत्वता त्यक्त्वा देहम पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सुअर्जुन, कि जो कोई ऐसे जान लेता है, एनीबडी हु हियर्स अबाउट कृष्ण, ही नोज ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज एंड बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण, देन व्हाट हैपन्स टू हिम, त्यक्त्वा देहम पुनर्जन्म, ऐसा व्यक्ति जब देह त्याग करता है नेचुरली, व्हेन ही गिव्स अप द बॉडी नेचुरली, देन ही गोज टू कृष्णा, वो कृष्ण के पास जाता है, वो भौतिक संसार में नहीं आता है फिर। सो दिस इज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज विच लॉर्ड कृष्ण इज गिविंग, and when we hear this, especially in this month of Kartik, Kartik month is very very auspicious, because Kartik month gives us the highest thing, and what is that, devotion to Lord Krishna, Krishna ki bhakti milna bahut aasan hai isme, in this month, कि टू गेट द डिवोशन ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज नॉट ईजी, बहुत दुर्लभ है भगवान को जानना, टू नो कृष्णा और टू कम टू दिस पाथ इज वेरी वेरी रेयर, बहुत जन्मों के बाद, बहुनाम जन्मानामंते ज्ञानवा माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेव सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ। कि बहुनाम जन्मनाम अंते बहुत मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स आफ्टर मेनी मेनी बर्थ्स वन मे कम टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। ही नोज दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा वासुदेव सर्वमिति ही इज ऑल इन ऑल स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ। सच अ पर्सन इज वेरी रेयर। ऐसा व्यक्ति बहुत दुर्लभ है। सो हमको ये मनुष्य जन्म मिला है। वी हैव गॉट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ विच इज वेरी रेयर। वी शुड नॉट थिंक दैट वी कैन डू एनीथिंग इन दिस लाइफ। वी शुड एक्ट वेरी रिस्पॉन्सिबली और एंड इन दिस वे वी कैन कम आउट ऑफ द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ। If you know this, the importance of this human form of life, we'll not waste our time here and there. We will utilize our time very carefully. Bhagavan ke liye thoda samay dena hai. We have to give some time to Lord. Lord has given 24 hours in a day, right? 24 ghante humko diye hai Bhagavan ne din. Thoda to samay hum Bhagavan ko de rahe ki nahi? Are we giving some time to Lord? Yeah, hum idhar hi idhar udhar ja rahe hain, happiness dhoond rahe hain, humko ye malum nahi kya happiness hai. So we have to devote some time hearing about the Lord, his activities, and in this way we will attain the highest perfection. And we will see that there are many stories about Lord Krishna, and there are so many importance mahatmyas are there. Bhagavatam mahatmya, Gita mahatmya, Kartik mahatmya, Mathura mahatmya, Vrindavan mahatmya. There are so many important significance of such stories and places where Lord perform his activities. And when we hear such thing, then what happens? Hridayantastu abhadrani vidunoti srutsatam. Hamare hriday mein bahut anartha hai, bahut shatru hamare andar baithe hai. Kitne shatru hai andar, kon bol sakta hai ya nahi hai? How many enemies are there within our heart? Six. Which are those six? Six anarthas. Basically six anarthas. Which are those six anarthas? Kam, krodh, moha, matsar and lobh. Yes. Yes. पांच में से हजारों होते हैं। हम बढ़ते जाते हैं सडनली इंस्टॉलमेंट। सो दीज आर द सिक्स, बेसिकली सिक्स अनर्थ। देर मेनी अनर्थ आज एक्चुअली, देर आर मेनी मेनी थिंग्स इन साइड एंड सडनली दे स्टार्ट अटैकिंग अस। है ना, पहले ऐसे बोलते थे इन द अर्लियर एजेस इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट द डीमंस वर स्टेइंग इन डिफरेंट प्लैनेट्स, अलग अलग ग्रहों पे रहते थे शत्रु, और कभी कभी एकदम आकाश में से अटैक करते थे। है ना, ना सुना है ना, रावण आया था, हिरण्यकश्यपु, हिरण्याक्ष दूसरे ग्रह से आते थे, अटैक करते थे। देवर अटैकिंग फ्रॉम अदर प्लैनेट्स। सो सडनली कोई समबडी इज कमिंग फ्रॉम द स्काई, that was a danger people were going through. That was satya yuga. In treta yuga the enemies were staying in different islands, dusre lok mein rehte the, yani dusre, jaise ravan aaya tha Sri Lanka se, aur द्वापर युग में, इन द्वापर युग इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट द एनिमीज वी आर स्टेइंग इन डिफरेंट फैमिलीज, इन द सेम फैमिली ब्रदर्स आर फाइटिंग, पांडवा कौरवास दे वर फाइटिंग, सो द एनिमीज वेर इन डिफरेंट इन द सेम फैमिली. एंड इन कलयुगा वेर इज दट एनिमी स्टेइंग in our own body, right? In our own mind. Sometimes we see that, suddenly we see that somebody is from inside speaking, forcing us to do wrong things, right? Because the enemy has become very powerful. It has attacked from within. Enemy is sitting and instructing, Are you do this, you do this, wrong things. He controls completely. So then we are in a very dangerous situation. We want to get rid of all the enemies. But enemy has entered inside our country, inside this body, and he is defeating us. So that is the most dangerous situation. We can defend ourselves if enemy is outside somewhere. But if enemy is inside, then how to defend ourselves? Right? That is the most difficult situation in Kali Yuga. So therefore, in Kali Yuga, this is our condition, precarious condition, very difficult condition. And not only one enemy attacking one time, but six enemies attacking simultaneously. Then it is very difficult. We cannot be victorious in this battle, right? And we still are searching for happiness. So therefore, Lord is very merciful in Kali Yuga. Because He knows that this is a condition of every ordinary person, that he is in a helpless condition. We are in a very, very helpless condition. We cannot save ourselves. We have to take shelter of the Lord. We have to take help from, we have to call to Him, call out to Him by chanting His holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We have to call out to Him very desperately, please help me. Then He will send His help. He will understand. Just like a small child is crying, sometimes the child was crying. And when the child cries, then what mother has? Mother only has to take care of the child, right? Nobody else can take care of the child. Similarly, we are like these small children. We are suffering in this material world. And we have to cry out to the Lord. And when we cry out to the Lord, when He sees that we are sincerely crying, then He will send His help. He will send somebody to help us. That is for sure. Because He does not want us to see in a miserable condition. Lord is not happy to see His children crying. So He sends somebody. He sends somebody who will give book or prasad, or somebody will tell her, please come to this satsang program, please come here. And if we take that advice sincerely, if we take that help, then our path will become clear. Our path to liberation, to become free from the cycle of birth and death, will start. We are on that path then. So therefore, this is a science. This is a spiritual science. Ye shastra hai. Bhagwan humko bulata hai unke ghar mein. He is calling us back home. It is not otherwise. In this material world, there is no place there where there is happiness. Kaun si jagah hai? We are trying to move from one place to another. We think that We think that we go to some other place, we'll be happy. Maybe some other country we go, we'll be happy. Sometimes we think that we go to America, we'll be happy. One of our Ramacharis just recently came back from America. And he said that I was there for 5-6 months. And first 2 months he was okay, because everything was so nicely provided. But after 2 months, then he said, no, I don't want to be here. Because he was staying in some suburbs of America. And it was all deserted. There were no people. Gardens, big parks. But nobody to talk. Nobody to interact. And they are on their own. They also don't want to talk. So it was materially very nice, comfortable, but still he was not happy there. Because he was not able to relate with anybody. So he was like very lonely there. Then when he came, like he was talking with everybody. He was meeting everyone and stopping everyone and talking. And here are so many people to talk with. So that is the nature of the soul. Soul cannot be inactive. You keep somebody at one room, don't talk, don't eat, just be sit there, don't do anything. What will happen to that person? That person will become crazy. They are not allowing me to talk, they are not allowing me to interact with anybody. That person will become crazy completely. So, therefore that is a precarious condition. It's kind of impersonal liberation. Shunyavad type. There is no activity. There is no activity. So that is not the ultimate place for a soul. We want to interact. We want to talk with somebody. And when that natural activity is exhibited, when we perform the devotional activities, bhakti seva, we do the activities for the Lord, devotional activities, that is the most purified thing. Bahut shuddha star par hota hai. Then one becomes really happy. In the material world also we need to be active. If we are just kept inactive, we are not happy. But materially also one wants to be active. But when those same activities are applied to the Supreme Lord, when we start performing the spiritual activities, start serving the Lord, cleaning the temple of the Lord, serving prasad or taking prasad, doing kirtan, when we do those activities, then we are really happy. Because these activities are activities of the soul. They are not activities of the material body. When you are connected with the Supreme Lord, the same activities become spiritual. They are not material. So therefore, we have to spiritualize our activities. Our food, what we eat, food, we have to first offer to the Lord. Then the same food becomes spiritual, it becomes prasad. And then it nourishes our spiritual soul. Our hearing, what we hear, in the material world everyone wants to hear so many things, filmy songs, or sports news, or political news, or so many news we want to hear. But what happens after some time? We become tired. The same thing. Same problems again and again. But when we hear about the Lord, then our hearing process becomes purified. And it is like the medicine. This is like a medicine. Hearing the activities of the Lord is like the medicine. And this medicine we take through ears. The medicine has to go through ear. And it goes, and where it goes? It goes to our heart. And it cleanses the heart. That is the power of hearing. Atta Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahya mendri. Sevan mukehi jivado, chanting also and hearing. Shunatam sukata Krishna punya shavana kirtana rudantastu abhadrani vidunoti surutsatam. That when we hear the activities of the Lord through ears, then it goes to our heart and it cleanses all the anarthas, all the enemies which are trying to attack us. They cannot attack us there when we are hearing about the Supreme Lord. Because that is a medicine, that is our weapon to stop all the attacks from within. And there are various stories of Lord Krishna when we hear, which has a power to purify our heart. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been given, which explains the various activities of the Lord in detail. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the topmost Purana, Amal Purana. There is no contamination in this Purana. And it has various stories about the Lord, how this metal world has been created, the planetary systems, then the incarnations of the Lord, Dashavataras, then Manvantara Avataras. So many Manvantaras and Vamshavalis and everything. When we hear that, then our heart will start becoming clear. And there is Bhagavat Mahatmya also. Importance of hearing Bhagavat. How one should hear Bhagavat? It is not just hearing and then forgetting. We have to hear and meditate, think about it, how the activities of the Lord are purifying to us. And there is a story about this Bhagavat Mahatmya. That there was one Brahman, Atmadev. His name was Atmadev. And his wife's name was Dhunduli. They did not have a child. So they adopted one child whose name was Gokarna. His name was Gokarna. And he was a good child and he was learned and good Brahmana. And Dhunduli's sister had son, Dhundukari. And sister had died, so they had also kept Dhundukari with them. But Dhundukari was not a good child. He was a very wicked. And he was disturbing everyone and troubling and all. So after his death, he became a ghost. Bhoot ban gaya wo. Because he had done wrong activities, he was sinful. So he became a ghost. And Gokarna, he was not happy that his brother has become ghost. And he became ghost in the same village and he was haunting everyone, troubling. So he thought that what should I do to help him? Because now he doesn't have the gross body. He is in a sukshma body. And he is suffering there. So I want to help him. But how to help him? Somebody is not like we can help each other now. and treat and help to become free from all the diseases and problems. But somebody doesn't have the gross body, how to help that person? So Gokarna decided to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. He decided that he will recite Srimad Bhagavatam for that soul who has become a ghost, so that he becomes free. So he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he did that Bhagavat Sapta. Almost for 7 days he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And after 7 days, and he was reciting Bhagavatam, and there were many people who were also sitting. And what happened after 7 days? One Vaikuntha airplane came. Vishnudutas came with their airplane, transcendental airplane they came. And this Dundukari, who was in a ghostly form, he achieved a transcendental form. He achieved a very divine form. In front of everyone he was standing. And he was thanking his brother Gokarna. Thank you so much for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and liberating from me this miserable condition. And then what happened? They took Dundukari on that plane, and they were about to go because he became liberated by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam very attentively. Not just hearing, but very attentively hearing and meditating upon that, how Lord saves his devotees. So then Gokarna, he ran behind and asked the Vaikuntha, those Vishnudutas, that please wait. Please tell me one thing. I have one question for you. He asked a question to Vishnudutas. He asked that I was reciting Bhagavatam to everyone. So many people are sitting and they were also hearing Bhagavatam. And you have come and you are taking only one person. Why not everyone? Because if the Bhagavatam is so powerful, then everyone should go back. Why only one person is going back? So they then told that, yes, it is true that Bhagavatam is very powerful. But when I was reciting Bhagavatam, he was hearing very attentively. Dundukari was hearing very attentively. And not only he just heard, but when he went back, he was meditating upon the Lord. He was worshipping the Lord. And in this way, he became thoroughly purified. And therefore, he is now free from all the anarthas. And now he is ready to go back. Then they told that next time when you recite Bhagavatam, then everyone will go back. But now only he is coming back with us. So he went. So next time again he recited Bhagavatam. In next, whenever there was Shravanaman, recited Srimad Bhagavatam, and then after that, then everybody went back home, back to God. That is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam has that power to purify our heart. And when we hear the glories of the Lord with great attentiveness, and we reflect on that also, and then we serve the Lord, then our heart will become purified. And then we will achieve the real state of happiness. Just by hearing. Just by hearing. Therefore, it is explained that the activities, the birth and activities of the Supreme Lord are transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam. Evam yo vetti tattvata. Anybody who understands that this birth and activities are not ordinary, they are transcendental. So when such person gives up his body, then he will come back to Lord Krishna. So like that. And today is also Narak Chaturdashi. What happened on this day? Kya hua aaj ke din? Shri Ram ji ne kya kiya? Acha, back to Ayodhya. Acha, kal Diwali hai to, yes. Lord Ram had come back to the Ayodhya. Yes, that is also true. Then, any other? Today, especially today. Aaj ke din kya hua? Narkasur ka vad hua? Kaun tha ye Narkasur? Rakshas. Rakshastata. और भी और को क्या दूसरा नाम क्या था उसका what was his other name yes दामोदर लीला भी हुआ था कल हुआ था कल दिवाली के दिन कल लेकिन ये आज का दिन क्या महत्व है नरकासुर नरक चतुर्दशी अभ्यंग स्नान दिवाली का दूसरा दिन है ना ये सब है लेकिन आज के दिन नरकासुर का वध हुआ था नरक चतुर्दशी कहा जाता है इस और किसने किया था वध यस यस बराबर है कृष्णा नहीं है कृष्णा ने मारा था या दूसरे किसी ने मारा था काली ने मारा था कोई बोलते काली ने मारा था नरकासुर को सो There are various versions, but we know that Narkasura was killed by Lord Krishna. And he was also known as Bhaumasura. He was a son of Mother Earth, Prithvi ka ladka. Lekin itna kaisa shaitan ho gaya? How he became like a, such a big rakshas or demon? And itna acha, and uska birth hai. But he became a big demon because of asatsanga, kusanga kiya usne, kiska? Banasur ka. Banasur ke saath hamesha ghum raha tha. वो जो बुरे कृत्य कर रहा है वैसे कर रहा था he was doing the wrong things so although he had a good birth he became a bad boy became a bad son and he became a big asura rakshas and what he had done he had kidnapped 16,100 princesses. Rajkanya. Unko chura ke leke gaya tha. Aur kida rakha tha? And where he had kept them? In jail. Ek jagah hai. Use Prag Jyotishpur karke bataya jata hai. Prag Jyotishpur is a place. Where he had kept all of them, 16,100, 16,100, इतने राजकन्या कहाँ कहाँ से चुरा के लेके आए और उनको बंदिस्त करके रख दिया, and that city, Prag Jyotishpur, was very strongly protected. It was not an ordinary place. It was like a jail. we can say it was a very fortified from all sides. Nobody could enter there. Because it was so much fortified that first of all the four sides there were military strength. Four jagah se aate hai, enemies attack kar sakte. So on all four sides he had fortified with lot of military people. And then there was electrical wiring, and there was canals, water canals, and there was Mura demon was staying there, and in that inside also there was a kind of gaseous covering was there, so you cannot enter there. Electrical barbed wiring inside that. So it was very much protected from all sides. And nobody could enter there. And what Bhaumasura had done, he was troubling everyone. He had stolen the earrings of Aditi. Aditi, Devam, Aditya, जो देवता गण है उनकी मदर अदिति, तो उनके ईयरिंग्स, माता जी लोगों को ईयरिंग्स बहुत अच्छे लगते हैं, लेकिन ये ईयरिंग्स ही चुरा के लेके गए, he had stolen valuable earrings, it was a big insult. फिर वरुण देव जो होते हैं, वरुण देव, he had stolen the umbrella of Varun Dev. Chhatra. Raja Chhatra rehta hai. Jo ek pratik hota hai ki main ek bada raja hoon. He signifies that he is a big person. He is a big person, king. That umbrella was stolen. And he had occupied certain portion of Mount Meru and Mani Parvat. Indra's kingdom. So Indra was getting disturbed that this demon Narkasur or Bhaumasur, he is troubling us so much. Bahut taklif de raha hai. One terrorist there in the city, he is freely moving here and there. Will we be comfortable? हम अच्छे नींद ले सकते हैं क्या रात को? नहीं. एक भी टेररिस्ट घूम रहा है ऐसा मैसेज आ गया, समझो एक घुस गया किधर से तो और घूम रहा है सिटी में, तो पूरा सिटी में कर्फ्यू लगेगा. कि ऐसा कौन है वो, पकड़ो उसको. हु इज अ टेररिस्ट? सो टेररिस्ट मीन्स अ क्रिमिनल मेंटालिटी. Is not a good civilized person. Because of the association, they become bad people. Ultimately, everyone is a soul. Soul by nature is a very good person. But if a soul is associates with wrong types of people, wrong habits, then it becomes a bad person. And Bhaumasur had become like that, unfortunately. And he was stealing and creating huge disturbance. So Indra came to Dwarka. Indra came to Dwarka where Lord Krishna was staying. And he told that, thoda madad chahiye abhi. Because he knew that Krishna is the Supreme Person. And earlier also he had Govardhan Parvat, he had lifted, and Indra knew that he is a Supreme Personality of God and he can help me in this condition. So he came to Lord Krishna to resolve this situation. So Lord Krishna, he said, okay, no problem. I will take care of this. So Lord Krishna, along with his wife, Satyabhama, both of them, they went to this place, Prag Jyotishpur. It was very well protected. It was protected on all sides, electrical wirings, this gaseous substance and water canals. So when Lord Krishna went there with his Kaumuduki club, he first broke down all the military strength. All the people, those who were staying there, guarding with his arrows, he killed everyone. So they were defeated. Then there was electrical wiring. So Krishna sent a Sudarshan disc. And with that electrical wiring, that gaseous substance and all the water thing and everything was annihilated. Everything was got destroyed. Then what happened? Bhaumasura had kept a demon named Mura. Where he was staying? He was in the water. In that water, he was sleeping. Can you imagine somebody sleeping in the water? Usually we throw water on somebody to wake up. Right? Somebody sleeping, we want to wake up. We throw some water and person wakes up. But he was sleeping in the water. So, what kind of person was that? So he was having some mystic power. And he understood that there is some disturbance because all this Krishna Sudarshan Chakra came and he got disturbed. And he came out of the water. And he had 5 heads. And he was illuminating like anything, like a sun. And he came there, charging. He thought that he will kill Krishna. He wanted to kill Krishna. He saw Krishna and Satyabhama sitting on Garuda in the sky. They were in the sky and on the Garuda. And he started attacking. He sent his trident. He trying to kill Garuda. But Garuda was very powerful. He didn't get disturbed. In fact, Garuda was with his wings, he was disturbing all the soldiers. He was flapped with the flapping of his wings. All the soldiers were getting disturbed, all the horses and elephants. And this Mura demon, he shouted, he roared like a lion. And this shout, this roaring went throughout the universe, up and down in all. Heads were cut. And this Mura demon was killed. He fell down. And when Krishna blew his conch shell, all other people and all the various mystic things they had created, magical machines, fighting machines they had created, they all got destroyed. That was the power of Krishna's transcendental conch shell, coming to the conch shell. Then after this Mura demon was killed, the main demon came. Sometimes it is shown like that in today's movies also. First, thoda sa ek jhalak. थोड़े लोग मर जाते, फिर बाद में मेन हीरो कम्स. सो सिमिलरली भौमासुर, फर्स्ट ही सॉ दैट हिज दिस मूर डेमन वॉज किल, देन ही केम विथ मेनी एलिफेंट्स एंड हिज एलिफेंट्स. And in fact, before Bhaumasur, when Mura demon was killed, his sons, seven sons started attacking with one more person, Pitha. Pitha was their commander. So they were all attacking. But Krishna, they were attacking with all the swords, lances and various weapons they were attacking. But Krishna killed all of them with his arrows. And Mura demon also was killed by the arrows of Krishna. So in this way, after that, Bhaumasur came, Narkasur, he came with the elephants and with lot of military strength. He thought that he will attack, and he threw his weapon. His weapon was Shatagni weapon. He threw his weapon at Krishna, but Krishna, he just defeated that weapon by his arrows and Sudarshan Chakra. And then later on, he was alone. The elephants and all, they were very much intoxicated. He had kept these elephants in a very special way. And these elephants were also killed later on. Horses and elephants, Garuda was scratching their heads with his beak and nails. And with his wings he was disturbing all the soldiers. And Krishna, he killed all of them. Then later on, only Bhaumasura was present. And Bhaumasura thought that he will throw his club at Krishna to kill Krishna. But before that it happened, Krishna just cut off his arm. And he killed Bhaumasura, Narkasura. So in this way, on this day, it is explained that Narkasura was killed. And it is explained that why Krishna took Satyabhama with him. He could have gone alone. But Krishna knew that this is a place where this is Indra's place. So, and Satyabhama wanted Parijat flower. She wanted Parijat flower because she had seen once Narad Muni had given Parijat flower to Rukmini Devi in Dwarka. When Narad Muni had come, he had brought one Parijat flower from heavenly planets and given to Rukmini. So she also thought that I also should have this kind of flower. So Krishna knew that she wanted Parijat flower. So Krishna had taken Satyabhama also with him. And then when they were victorious, son of Bhaumasura Bhagadatta, they all came, and Mother Earth told, she was offering many prayers. She was offering prayers to the Supreme Lord that you are the cause of all causes. You create, maintain, destroy everything. You protect your devotees, like that. Many, many prayers she was offering. And she told that, please, he had taken these earrings of Aditi, Bhaumasura, and all that was returned to the Lord. And Lord Krishna, he returned everything, all those things to Mother Aditi and Varuna. And then while going, then Satyabhama, she wanted this Parijat flower. So that time Krishna told, okay, you take the Parijat flower. So she uprooted the entire tree. She took the entire tree and she wanted to come. And they came actually. And it is explained that many bees and drones also, they came along with that tree. Because the fragrance of that Parijat flower was so divine that all these drones, they came on the earth in search of that tree. And then we know that what happened. What happened that time? Who became angry? Who became angry because the Parijat tree was taken? Indra. Indra became angry. Because again, he was thinking that this is our place. This is our, my kingdom, Amravati. And this tree belongs to me. And why Lord Krishna is taking? So immediately he became angry. He forgot that he helped me. He has saved us from so many difficulties. That is the mortal nature actually. That is the mortal world, mortal consciousness. Immediately, as soon as my sense gratification is disturbed, whoever is there, I will start attacking. One forgets that somebody had helped me and I should be grateful. So one has to overcome this kind of anarthas, that kind of controlling mentality. Various forms, six anarthas, they take various forms and defeat us. So again there was a fight and Lord Krishna defeated Indra. And in this way, Lord Krishna came along with Satyabhama to Dwarka. So this pastime, this story had happened today. Narak Chaturdashi, Narakasur. So in this month especially, we have many things. Diwali tomorrow. Lord Krishna stole butter and devotees have been singing Damodarashtakam in the morning and evenings. So everyone is welcome to offer the lamps in the morning 8:10 and evening 7:30. And when we hear these stories, especially in this month of Kartik, our heart becomes purified. And all the anarthas within the heart which are troubling us for many, many lifetimes, we are put in this condition. So when we hear these stories in the association of devotees, especially in the month of Kartik, and if somebody has a good fortune to go to the holy places like Vrindavan and hear, then one will get tremendously purified. We may not know how much benefits we are getting simply by hearing these stories. So tomorrow is also a special day and you are all welcome to come and attain Damodarashtakam, hear the kathas. Hare Krishna. Question. Yes. No, it's okay. You can take the mic.
Hari Bol. Can I chant in mind? Can I chant in mind? Actually, while chanting, I got a mouth bite. Mouth bite.
You have?
Mouth, my tongue, my lips.
Okay.
I got a bite.
Okay.
Okay. And last Sunday I got a 4 that bite. Now it's okay. But yesterday I started again chanting, like, and I got bite again. So can I chant in mind? It's authorized?
Yeah, you can chant in mind.
I can chant in mind, 15 down.
Yeah, if it helps you.
Yeah, it is actually helping me, actually. And it will control my mind also. So I want to just confirm with you, like, you know, it is authorized. Can I chant in mind?
It is all
because
right.
Because I tried several times, Prabhuji. I tried several times because yesterday when I tried, but I got bite again in my ear, like, you know. So
it's all right.
Okay, I can chant in mind.
Once, yeah. All right.
Very well. Thank you.
Whatever helps to remember the Lord, you can utilize them. There are three types of chanting.
Tell me.
Vachik, Mansik, like that. Upangshu. So you can chant in the mind also.
I can chant. Yeah. Actually, Prabhuji, I keep Mahamantra in front of me, and I just,
yes.
I don't speak. I don't utter. I chant in mind, because when I utter, actually my teeth has a problem. You know, I got a bite. Yesterday I got a bite here. It's paining so much.
Okay. Yes.
So I can chant in mind. It's absolutely okay. It also has.
Yes.
It, can you tell it authorized?
No, it is already authorized.
So, sorry.
I am not the authority. It is already authorized. Okay. Anybody else? Any other question? Or we'll have Kirtan? Great. Take care. यही आनंद है, सबसे बड़ा आनंद है भगवान की कथा सुनना, ये आत्मा को आनंद देता है। ये जब मिलता है तब हमको दूसरा कोई आनंद करने की आवश्यकता नहीं है, क्योंकि भौतिक मानसिक बौद्धिक स्तर के ऊपर का आनंद है, आध्यात्मिक स्तर का आनंद है ये, भौतिक स्तर का आनंद नहीं है। आत्मा के स्तर का आनंद है जो हम ढूंढ रहे, वही मिलता है हमको सत्संग में, भगवान के संपर्क में आते हैं, कीर्तन करते हैं, तब जब ये शुद्धिकरण होता है हमारा अंतर से, तब ये सच्चा आनंद मिलता है। वही सबसे बड़ा मुक्ति है, सबसे ऊंचा लेवल का मुक्ति है। Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we'll do kirtan now. Aur uske baad sabke liye prasad bhi hai. Aur ye samay Govardhan Puja nahi hai. Uske baad hai 10 November ko. Raviwar aata hai. Do hafte baad aayega. After 2 weeks it will come. Govardhan Puja. We'll celebrate with all the devotees. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jaya Shri Gopal. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nit Jai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nita Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Kalika Pavan Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo Hari Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Salpa Punya Vitam Rajan Vishwaso Nevajayate Sharira Vidyajay Jadendriya Tahekai Jive Fele Vishay Sagare Tara Madhya Jivati Lobho Maya Sudurmati ताके जेता कठिन संसारे कृष्णा बड़ा दयामान करी बारे जीव जाय स्वप्रसाद अन्न दिलो भाय सेई अन्नामृत पाओ श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ प्रेमे डाको श्री चैतन्य निताय Jai Nimai, Jai Nitai.